This is Matt Long with your weekly update on the happenings in our state capital. Our Texas legislature meets once every 2 years for 140 days. The 89th legislative session began on Tuesday, January 14th, and will conclude on Monday, June 2nd. These updates will be biased. My work at the Capitol is to promote conservative principles. I will freely criticize bills and legislative behavior that goes against the founding principles of these United States. We are well over halfway through the legislative session, and the Texas House has refused to debate or vote on any legislature. On Friday, Speaker of the House Burroughs claimed a quorum was present. A quorum would be two-thirds of the House. 100 members are needed to reach a quorum. The roll was taken electronically and displayed over the dais. It showed 118 members present. A simple glance around the room at that time shows undeniably there was not anywhere near 118 people on the floor. Representative Harrison called for strict rules, therefore a record vocal vote was required of those who had been marked electronically as present. As this procedure was wrapped up, the final number was only 64 present. In other words, 54 members who were actually absent had been recorded as present. This means that someone was marking present for members that they knew were not present. To me, this is the same as stealing a vote. Now, the House rules lay out a strict procedure for what are called pairs. A pair is two members who privately made an agreement that the present member may vote for the absent member. I am unable to determine whether this is acceptable for the purpose of attendance. It seems to me that this would be used only to vote on legislation. Another rule states that the pair must be able to document this agreement in writing or by a phone call that must be submitted to the journal clerk. Was that procedure followed on Friday? Who knows? I can't find any evidence of this having occurred. Yet another House rule states that voting for another member without the aforementioned pairs rule will lead to, quote, discipline deemed appropriate by the House, close quote. Was discipline handed out? I can find no evidence of this either. Section 45 of the House rules states that a member must be on the chamber floor or in an adjacent room to the chambers on the same floor. If that is not enough rule breaking to convince you, then here's another rule that may have been violated. Section 46 of the House rules states that it shall be the duty of the journal clerk to lock the voting machines of each member who is excused or otherwise known to be absent. Draw your own conclusions. Having not reached a quorum, Speaker Burroughs called them back on the following day. Surprise! No quorum was present on Saturday. We will see what happens on Monday, March 31st. Will there be a quorum? Stay tuned. Meanwhile, on the other side of the Pink Dome, the Senate was hard at work. They passed a budget by a vote of 31-0. Thank you to Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick for providing the following comments in his daily and weekly updates. Quote, highlights of the plan include billions for property tax cuts and more money for school safety, DPS troopers, and border security. It also includes funds to cover the school choice program anticipated to pass this session, as well as the creation of a brain health institute to study and work towards a cure for dementia. The Senate also passed Senate Bill 14. Lieutenant Dan's comments on this bill are, Senate Bill 14 would create a new regulatory efficiency office within the office of the governor, charged with looking over these regulations and recommending changes or removal. It would also create a user-friendly web portal that business owners could use to look up applicable state rules. Finally, it would recognize the U.S. Supreme Court's rejection of administrative deference, commonly known as Chevron deference, directing that state courts not give deference to state agency interpretations of rules in court challenges. How do we hold the House responsible for their obstructive behavior? Would you call your representative and ask them that question?